Studio 360 is supported by Blue Apron, delivering gourmet recipes and fresh ingredients right to your door. Listeners get their first three meals free at blueapron.com/360. That's blueapron.com/360.
Studio 360.
The musician and writer and performer Amanda Palmer has not had anything like a traditional career path. She got famous in 2000, founding the band The Dresden Dolls, which pretty much single-handedly invented the genre known as cabaret punk.
Night is over of progress.
She has worked as a stripper. She has played the MC in the show Cabaret in a great production at the American Repertory Theater. A couple of years ago, she published a best-selling self-help book. Another of her left turns was the album called Amanda Palmer Performs the Popular Hits of Radiohead on Her Magical Ukulele.
And there it is, sitting in its own chair over there. you have had a non-standard career, and maybe there aren't many standard careers left these days. Ukulele covers of Radiohead, I guess, is relatively conventional.
You know, the ukulele, the Radiohead record came about because when I first picked up the ukulele, it was to learn the song Creep, the Radiohead song Creep. And this friend of mine in Boston was throwing a benefit for this Iranian punk band that she was friends with. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if I like hopped up on the bar and played Creep on the ukulele? And it came to me just kind of like as, oh, crazy idea. Let's do this crazy idea. And so I went down the street, bought a ukulele, said, how hard can this be? There's only four strings. I figured out the chords from the internet. And I thought that was going to be it. I thought it was going to be this one-time
party trick.
Party trick. And it was really this beautiful, wonderful thing. And I actually, my landlord was at the gig with me and was following me with a camera and capturing everybody's facial expressions. People were yelling, and it was just this great moment. And I walked away from that experience, and I kind of went, huh, you know, I don't think I'm going to hang this thing up on a wall. I think I could really use this.
And so let's hear the song that began it all. Will you play Creep?
Absolutely.
I'm a creep. I'm a
That was Amanda Palmer performing the Radiohead song Creep live here in Studio 360. As you say, you're a pianist. As I listened to you and watched you playing the ukulele and singing, your voice, which is amazing, becomes a much bigger part of the performance than when you're playing the piano.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things I really like about the ukulele and that has also started to make more and more sense to me as I've looked back at why I've really enjoyed it and stuck with it, is that, you know, the piano is very dynamic and it's very dramatic. And with the ukulele, you just can't really play it that loud and aggressively. And so it gives me a wonderful boundary that I don't usually have, which is that I have to focus on the subtlety of the song and the lyrics and the singing, which is not generally my specialty. My specialty is usually like loud, bombastic, screaming, dramatic.
Competing with this giant machine.
Right. Yeah. Well, and using the giant machine to make a giant noise to make everyone listen and pay attention. But the ukulele has a different kind of really subtle power. It's like delivering the skeleton of the song with nothing else on it.
You also do something interesting with this record. I mean, it is Radiohead, so the songs tend to be kind of morose. and yet it has this funny, campy look, and it has this there's this ecstatic picture of you that is its front piece. Are you saying morose is as morose does? Or,
you know, I think that is just kind of the Amanda Palmer special. I really like turning things around like that and twisting things up. And I loved the idea of having this kitschy, campy-looking record where I practically look like Doris Day on the cover with this really kitschy, campy title. But then the minute you put the needle on the record, it's like, oh, wait, I have to take this seriously.
The fact, in your Amanda Palmer way, that there is a wink going on makes me able to like it in a way that if something is entirely earnestly, self-indulgently, I'm so sad, I can't quite bond to it.
Well, I kind of feel the same way, and my favorite art has always been the collision of those two things. I really, really love when the super light collides with the super dark, because I think it's that collision point where you really your heart opens up and something happens.
When, as a little kid in Lexington, Massachusetts, in the 1980s, did you decide, "Mommy, I'm a performer"?
Oh, I think probably I was about three.
Really?
From the minute I can remember, you know, I wanted to be the center of attention. I wanted to be on stage. I wanted to be a performer. To me, the holy trinity of my preteen era was Cyndi Lauper, Prince, and Madonna. They were, you know, and they had a lot in common. They were flamboyant. They were, you know, there were costumes. There was drama. There were stories and, you know, and there were crazy videos with plots.
So the theatricality was always appealing to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
One of my favorite Dresden Dolls songs is Coin Operated Boy. And I want to listen to a little bit of that to remind listeners who perhaps haven't heard it for a while what it is.
Coin Operated Boy. Sitting on the shelf, he is just a toy, but I turn him on and he comes to life. Automatic joy, that is why I want a coin operated boy. Made of plastic and elastic, he is rugged and long lasting. Who could ever
is I mean, not to get too earnest, but is this a feminist song?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think it's a feminist song as much as any song that I write or sing is feminist. You know, this is a lonely song.
But now your loneliness is ending. You're actually engaged to be married.
It's true. It's true. I'm really excited about getting married. I think I found a good one.
To this fellow Neil Gaiman, who's been a guest on Studio 360 in the past.
Yeah, that's him.
And does he bear any resemblance to the coin-operated boy?
No, he doesn't, actually. He has very strong opinions of his own, which is a huge part of why I love him so much.
When Neil was on the show a few years ago, he was talking about his movie at the time, Mirror Mask, which is about a girl who runs away from the circus to join real life. And I want to play a bit of that conversation for you.
She's somebody who makes up stories. It begins with her making up stories with little sock puppets that she has on her feet. And you see that she lives in this wonderful world, which is half fantasy anyway, but thinks she wants real life, but isn't quite sure.
Sounds like you. Sounds A, like in that movie he dreamed you up, and B, like you're kind of entering a real life phase after leaving the circus.
Yeah, a little bit. Or you could look at it the other way around. I'm just entering a different kind
of
circus.
A new fantasy?
Yeah, I'm in it. Thing about me and Neil is we're so different, and yet there are parts of us that are just like so similar. It's frightening.
In artistic sensibilities, if we were drawing a Venn diagram of the two of you, you would overlap some, but not a lot?
I think it's not that simple. I think the places we overlap are our sense of humor and our love of the dark and that thing we were talking about earlier, like the light and the dark colliding. That, I think that's also a Neil Gaiman specialty. But where Neil fantasizes other worlds into being and, you know, goes off into very, very, very far away places, I've spent a lot of time focusing on how completely, you know, like uncomfortable I can make people with the amount of detail I'm giving them about my life.
Before you go, will you play another song?
I would love to.
Excellent. Although I should warn parents that this one has some edgy language and content, so it may not be appropriate for younger listeners. And it's called...
Do You Swear to Tell the Truth, the Whole Truth, and Nothing But the Truth, So Help Your Black Ass? It's a lyric from an NWA song.
When I was 6 years old, my sister Allison asked for a stove for her birthday. A miniature one you could actually cook with. And my mom was nice and she bought one. Allison needed a reason to bake something, barged in my room and she grabbed me. She said, I made a cake and we're going next door to Sam Weinstein's and you're getting married.
I usually make some sort of disgusted sound there, but I usually have an audience that's laughing at me.
Now I am 33, unmarried happily, no plans in life, and I'm planning to keep it that way. I do kissing with only one mission. Do you like to kiss? Then you have my permission, and I've already spent too much time doing things I didn't want to. So if I just want to make out all the time, you can bet your black ass that I'm going to. When I was 9, I was kind of a loser. The kids in my class didn't like me. Melanie Chow was the meanest of all, and my mom made me go to her party. Nobody talked to me. I sat there quietly drawing with crayons on a napkin. A picture of Melanie skewered with a pitchfork, her legs getting eaten by lions. The cake was good. I took some home. I had a party in my room. Now I have friends and I'm not such a loser, but I go to bars all the time and I sit there and order red wine and I write and I like being alone around people. Yes, that's how I like it. And I've already spent too much time doing things I didn't want to. So if I want to sit here and write and drink wine, you can bet your black ass that I'm going to. Yes, I come here often. Sure, I'll have another one. But I don't have to talk to you. When I was 25, I was a rock star, but it didn't pay too well. I had to strip on the side of the road to get ready for shows. And the cars driving by, baby, they'd never know what a bargain they'd gotten. And if I'm forgotten, I'm perfectly happy with all that has happened. And I still get laughed at, but it doesn't bother me. I'm just so glad to hear laughter around me. And I've already spent too much time doing things I didn't want to. So if I want to dance alone, dress like a pirate, or look like a dyke, or wear high heels and lipstick, or hide in a convent, or try to be mayor, or marry a writer, smoke crack and slash tires, make jokes you don't like, or paint ducks and retire, you can bet your black ass that I'm going to.
That's great. And I hear the NWA influence so distinctly throughout
that. Yeah. There's a lot of Ice Cube subtlety in there.
Amanda Palmer, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful to talk to you.
Amanda Palmer performs the popular hits of Radiohead on her magical ukulele, is out now. At Studio360.org, you can watch Amanda Palmer play Creep on her ukulele. She has a new album of covers that she recorded with her dad, Jack Palmer. The album is called You Got Me Singing, and it's out right now. I spoke with Palmer back in 2010. She and that novelist guy, Neil Gaiman, after that, got married, toured together, and had a baby boy who is just about to turn one.